Captain. Well, good morning to you. Do you need another mule skinner? Down on your new mud run.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio and in Waukesha on the Shaw. I want to pick up on DeSantis and Trump again. DeSantis and Trump. Trump seen as the presumptive nominee. I think he will not be the nominee. I think that's a joke. I think that history occurs. The first time is history and the second time is farce. You bring back a tired old palooka, an aging drama queen, and they get up on the stage and try to sing. Their voice cracks. And the rabble boo. That's what's going to happen to Trump. But they're trying to audition a successor, and it ain't DeSantis. And here's what's really going on between Trump and DeSantis. Trump has told people privately that DeSantis is not deferring to him for the 2024 nomination. The direct quote from these conversations is, DeSantis won't say, I'll step aside. DeSantis won't say, quote, DeSantis will step aside. These are the magic words. Trump needs to hear the magic words. Trump ain't going to hear the magic words. Everybody in that business is out for himself. They have a knife in their sleeve. They'll take care of Trump if they have half a chance. I'm speaking figuratively, of course. And DeSantis won't reveal his vaccination status. And Trump hits him on that. Trump hits, quote, gutless politicians who dodge the question out of fear of blowback from vaccine skeptics, end quote. Now, Trump said that he's been vaccinated. Why did he do that? A lot of people think, and I believe this is true, Biden finally praised Trump. Biden said, look, I got to say this about Trump. He did Operation Warp Speed. He developed a vaccine. He didn't do it himself, but he set up financial incentives for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson Controls, pumped a lot of money into it, and guaranteed purchase contracts, hundreds of millions. So they didn't say, hey, wait a minute, we're going to develop this thing at great expense. What if we can't sell it? Government said, we will buy it, hundreds of millions of doses that we will give out free. And that let their scientists go to work, and in 9 months, they came up with a vaccine. 9 months, unbelievable. And Biden said, yeah, I got to hand it to him for that. Trump loves praise. Another old friend of his once said, somebody said to the friend, you know, Trump's bark is worse than his bite. And the guy said, Trump doesn't want a bite. He wants his ears scratched. That is very true. So Trump goes, I've been vaccinated. I've been boosted, picking up on Biden's praise. The rabble in Houston boo him. But, you know, even though a lot of them are unvaccinated and so on, they're still for Trump on immigration. But Trump then lashes out at DeSantis as a gutless politician who dodges the question of whether he's been vaccinated out of fear of blowback from vaccine skeptics. But you have this kind of back and forth already. DeSantis then criticized Trump for his handling of the pandemic. Well, that's really rich, because what Trump did was exactly what DeSantis is doing now, discouraging people around the country from being vaccinated and wearing masks. Even though Trump was vaccinated, DeSantis was vaccinated, Tucker Carlson was vaccinated, Sean Hannity was vaccinated, Steve Bannon was vaccinated. Every hack in the Republican leadership's been vaccinated, and they're preaching to a rabble as they look on them, and they're not a rabble, they're Americans. Or being misled. That is what about not being vaccinated. That is what is going on. But when you see that level of fighting among the so-called Republican hierarchy, it doesn't, you know, bode well for the Republican Party. I am very optimistic about 2022 and 2024. So Trump is out there, and this is very sad. This is very sad. It's like the sunset of an ingenue or a drama queen who ages, and she gets up, her makeup runs, and boo, people boo her, her voice isn't as good. Or some aging hack who tries to come in and be quarterback again, and it doesn't work. Well, Trump held a rally over the weekend in Arizona. Desperately trying to recover the past, here's what he does. He endorses, there's a woman there named Carrie Lake, who has said that she will jail the top election officials in Arizona. Well, that's a hell of a platform. I mean, Rebecca Clayfish and Voss has said he'd jail the Wisconsin Election Commission. Clayfish has said that she would have the gerrymandered Republican legislature pick the electors no matter what people vote for in the presidential race. I thought that was pretty extreme. Carrie Lake, this woman in Arizona, will jail all top election officials in Arizona. And Trump goes, that a girl. Then for the top election official himself, he endorsed Mark Finchem, F-I-N-C-H-E-M, Finchem. Problem with Mark Finchem is he was one of the January 6th insurrectionists. That's great. He'll be the top election official. And he's in Washington saying, hang Mike Pence, standing near a gallows. Great. Yeah, we know where he's going to go with counting the votes. And then on the dais was Paul Gosar. Paul Gosar, it's hard to say who's the worst Republican congressman, but he's right in the mix. This guy was stripped of his committee assignments. Why? Because he put out a video of him killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, killing her, and assaulting Joe Biden. You know, if I were the Secret Service, I would go in and arrest Paul Gosar. You don't even start talking about attacking the President of the United States with a sword, which is what it was in this thing, or killing another member of Congress. And you can't say, well, I have a First Amendment right because I did it in a video and it was obviously a spoof. No, it was not obviously a spoof, but you know something? That's a great argument, Gosar. We're putting you in a orange jumpsuit, and you can argue that to the jury. You can get up on your hind legs or have your lawyer do it and say, I was just kidding about killing Ocasio-Cortez. They're going to look at you and think, really, why do you kid about something like that? That's a window to your soul, Jack. And they may convict you and send you to the slammer. None of that happened to the guy, but these are all the people at the rally. Carrie Lake, running for governor, Trump endorses her. She will put in jail all top election officials in Arizona. Mark Finchem, top elections official candidate. He was one of the insurrectionists of Hang Mike Pence. And Paul Gosar, video killing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and assaulting with a sword President Biden. This is a desperate attempt. It's very, very sad to see an aging burlesque queen get up there and start to take off her clothes and people shout, put them back on. And that is what is happening. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.